It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
Jacinda!
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Are we well?
Are we well? Don't ask about us. We're asking about you. How are you going? Are you hacking the pace?
Absolutely. You know, I'm great, thank you. I'm great. We've only got 2 weeks and 5 days to go.
2 weeks and five days to go till the general election of New Zealand, you mean?
Exactly. In fact, in just 5 days, well, next 7 days, excuse me, next week, people will be able to start voting, which is pretty crazy.
What's pretty crazy is if you become the Prime Minister in a couple of weeks.
That's meant to be the idea.
Good call. That is what's supposed to happen, isn't it?
That is what's meant to happen when you run.
A lot of, first, congratulations on your performance in the leaders' debate. I don't want to sound like I'm sucking up to the Labour Party, but awesome work.
Thank you. We've got another one. There's still three of these things to go. So another one tonight. Yeah.
Jacinda, tell us with all the preparation that one has to do for a general election, what sort of specific preparation does one have to do for a leaders' debate?
Well, they're quite hard because they can ask.
Really?
Oh,
yeah, really.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone noticed that they can ask you anything. So you don't really know going into them what, you know, 65 minutes of anything goes, really. So, and it's quite hard to prepare. Probably the biggest thing is just to make sure that you just try and be yourself. So don't let the environment feel too overwhelming, I guess, is probably the key. Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts about the way that we run something like a leaders' debate? I mean, do you find it's a difficult thing to get your head around at, you know, from where you are at the moment, or is it the sort of thing where that if you know you just need to basically, you know, do the prep beforehand and you can get through it, sort of thing, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether it's been a bit hard for me to think about what it must be like as a viewer, whether or not they're a bit dry, or but at the same time, you also don't want to go for each other because it's not a particularly good look, I don't think, if you've just got two feuding politicians in front of you. So
no.
How you make it interesting and worth watching whilst, and you know, probably entertaining is the wrong word, but at the same time, make sure that people actually are getting something useful out of it. So I'll leave that to people who probably spend more time thinking about formatting and things like that than I do. But I do think there's probably a balance there they try and strike, yeah.
Jacinda, what sort of things do you worry about as a party leader going into a general election?
Winning. Dominates a lot of my thinking.
No, you won. That's it.
To be fair,
that's it. You've got my vote. You've got. I'm going to be honest. You've got my vote now. That was a good call. That was it.
That's
winning.
It doesn't quite capture the. You know, it's not winning for the sake of winning. Like I genuinely. Yesterday, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, we announced our policy around trying to give more, you know, more certainty and security to tenants and get rid of letting fees. I'm sitting there with this family who's moved, you know, I think it's three or four times in the last 3 years. And the dad, someone asked him, you know, do you want to own your own home? And he said, you know, yes, yeah, I absolutely want to own. And I feel like I'm letting my family down. And he's sitting there with his family saying this. And I just thought, you know, that's why we're giving this everything we've got, because we genuinely believe that we can do something about that. And so that's the frustration. People probably think we just do it for the sake of victory, and when actually there's so much more. There's so much. It's about so much more for all of us. I know that sounds a bit trite, but that's why we do this. Yeah.
Do you, as a party, as the Labour Party goes into a general election, what is the number one concern that you guys have? I mean, I know it's, there's all sorts of preparation that goes into, you know, preparing to perhaps be the government, but what is the number one concern? Do you worry about polls? Do you worry about the response to the polls that the public have? Or do you, I mean, is it just a matter of make sure everyone gets out there and gives it their good, honest vote, you know?
You do want to make sure that people hear the things that you think are going to make a big difference, and certainly, you know, it's one thing for us to put out a policy or a message or an idea. It's another for people to actually have a chance to hear it. So if we know that it's not getting through, then we will think more about what we can do to make sure it does. So we do worry about that. But, you know, when it comes to the polls, you know, people are either going to like what you're saying or they're not. So the first starting point for me is talking about ideas that we think are going to make a difference and hope that that has an effect on the way that people think about voting. Yeah.
What about the lead up to a general election like we're having at the moment? Do you? Well, what's going on there? You're right. Everything okay? All right.
I'm just sitting outside a cafe, and someone's having a good natter on the way out.
Speaking of having a good natter, Jacinda, what's the number one concern at the moment as far as responding to the government's behaviour in the lead up to? Do you know that? That sounds ridiculous. Actually, it's a stupid question. The government at the moment, they're talking about methamphetamine.
Yeah,
they're talking about the rights that landlords have. When you're fighting back at the stage of the game, do you fight back? Do you sort of go, what are they talking about today? Boom. What's our response to that? Or do you have a set plan that you go through before you respond to them?
I try and think about actually what it is that's announced, you know, and really think about, is that a good idea or not? But with some of the ones that have come out recently, and I'd say the methamphetamine and also the announcement around homelessness, it's a point where you sit there and go, you've had 9 years. You know, you've had 9 years. This issue did not come up last week. It did not come up yesterday. You know, you declared a war on meth how many years ago, and with homelessness, you know, we've had people, we're spending $140,000 a day on hotels and motels. You know, because we haven't got enough homes for people. These are not new problems. And so I get frustrated when in the last 3 weeks, suddenly we see these things come out, when actually they've been people, you know, really needing help for a long, long time. So I do, you know, that is the way I'm starting to feel about most things that are getting announced, I have to say.
You're right when you say that they've had 9 years to deal with all these things. We were talking with David Slack halfway through last week, and we were talking about the fact that the National Party are sort of cheering and applauding their own response to productivity and to the to the success of New Zealand as a country with our GDP and that sort of thing. Do you think that we're in a position obviously you're the opposition, but do the National Party, are they in a position where they can applaud their work over the last 9 years, or is it time for obviously you think it's time for a fresh start, but do you think it's time for a whole new way of thinking, a whole new approach to our productivity as a country?
When you think about the economy as a whole, I mean, you know, I see it as being there to serve and to deliver for its people. You know, that's, if you want to distill down probably the different philosophical approach, then that's the one I'd take. And yes, growth has been about 3%. And most people would say, look, through a GFC, you guys haven't done too badly. But when you look at the way people are faring, and that's just as important to me, most people who got a pay rise last year, well, it didn't even keep pace with the cost of living. So they didn't feel like they were better off. When you look at productivity, and that basically is an indication that people are having to work harder, and we're not moving forward particularly. That's what that tells us. And so on the things that matter and the things that make it feel to an individual whether the economy is performing, then actually on those we're not doing particularly well. So if you want to improve things like productivity, what do? You educate people. You upskill people. You invest in innovation. You invest in research and development. So I kind of don't buy this argument that stuff is stuff that Labor's not good at. We am good at that stuff. That's what we do. Basis for, you know, so much of what we focus on is around making sure we invest in education, invest in good ideas, and that's where, that's actually the heart of our productivity challenge. So it was a long rant.
It is a long rant, but it's important stuff that we've got to take on board, isn't it? When you think about,
and also you know, this idea that Labor's always had, you know, if we're speaking to the elephant in the room, people have a view that when it comes to managing issues around people, Labor's good at it, and when it comes to the economy, somehow Labor's bad at it. Well, you cannot invest in social development and social programs unless your economy is performing well. The two go together. And actually, that's why we perform well on both. We know that we cannot deliver all of the investment we want in health and education unless we have an economy that is strong. So, that's a frustration for me. I get that people have this perception, but it's just wrong.
When you take on board the things that people say when you're in a position where you are at the moment as the leader of the party, where do you sort of head? As far as planning goes, how do you take on board what people are saying without just thinking, oh, if we just say, just agree to everything and we just, you know, if we just give everyone the thumbs up and nods as good as a wink sort of thing? How do you get it to a position where the party is responding in the in a believable fashion to what the public are asking?
Yeah. Well, we've got some constraints, you know. You know, there's only so much we can invest in. We've got to pace things. A good example, last week we announced our policy around 1 year's free tertiary education and increasing student allowance. We actually have a plan to increase it to 3 years free, but we couldn't do it all at once. We couldn't afford it. You know, we sat down and looked at it. We've actually released all of our spending commitments so people can see how we're paying for them and where they sit. So that's actually one of the constraints. You just got to prioritise, sit down and say, what's most important? What can we do now? What's going to have to wait? And we all, you know, everyone in the Labor Party, we all know that that's what we're, those are bases on which we have to make decisions.
When you look forward to the next couple of weeks, what's the number one thing on the agenda for you guys? What's the number one thing for Labor to focus on in these next 14 to 20 days sort of thing?
Well, we've got little announcements every couple of days.
Little announcements?
Yeah, they're not big spending commitments, a lot of them, but they're just things that show people what's important to us. But actually, a lot of it's just keep talking about the things we've already done because, you know, we think that we're talking about them to death. But actually, a lot of people still will only hear them for the first time. So travelling around the country, talking about some of those ideas, you know, and mostly talking about why we can't afford another 9 years. We can't afford another year of just drifting along, you know. So now's our chance. And I'm really excited about that. I'm just hoping other people feel excited about that too. Yeah.
I mean, when you say now's our chance, that's exciting to hear a leader say that instead of just going, oh, we'll just, you know, if we just had a little bit more time, we could get it all sorted out, which is, which is the pathetic sort of attitude that we're sort of having to put up with. It's hard when you're positioned. I mean, it's hard for you, Jacinda, but what about me? It's hard for me being a broadcaster trying to sit there and go, wow, and trying not to sound too biased. But I'm like I said on the radio on Friday.
I feel for you.
Thanks, Jacinda. Thank you.
But I need to speak freely.
I am. It's the thing of going, I'm so sick of hearing the bullshit from the government at the moment about how they're trying to do this and how they've been thinking about this for ages and how this matters to them now. Yeah. When they've had plenty of time for it to matter, they've had plenty of, and this is no matter who the government is, to say it at this stage, you've had your chance. You've had your chance to fix it. You've had your chance to prove things. And now, you know, now's the time for everyone to decide whether you've done a good job or not. And this
they
is
have
to
had their chance. And the thing is, if we're being honest, I've gone as far as I'm comfortable to go. Actually, some of this stuff just takes being a bit bolder. And they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that because it's not how they do politics. You know, so you're right. They have had their chance. And now, you know, now it's an opportunity for us to bring in the ideas that actually they could have picked up if they really believed in them, but they don't. So we've got to do things differently.
Jacinda Ardern, the general election in New Zealand on the 23rd of September.
I'm looking forward to talking to you a couple of times more before then.
What about after then, though, Jacinda? That's what we're all talking about just before you hang up.
Why would we not have the weekly prime ministerial spot on BFM?
Jesus. Told you,
boom.
Mikey.
There we go. Boom. That's it. Once again, you've got my vote again. Boom.
Lock it in. Lock it in.
Jacinda Ardern, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
Thanks, Mikey.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.